This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. America's need higher health taxes on alcohol and sugary drinks, Peho says. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakakadze, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. The Pan American Health Organization has called for substantial increases in taxes on alcohol and sugar-sweetened beverages across the Americas, warning that current tax levels remain insufficient to reduce harmful consumption and address escalating non-communicable disease rates. The organization's assessment, released June 9, 2026, highlights significant policy gaps in regional health taxation strategies. Key takeaways: Pay identifies inadequate health tax rates on alcohol and sugary beverages throughout the Americas. Current taxation levels fail to achieve recommended consumption reductions for non-communicable disease prevention. Policy gaps persist despite regional commitments to reduce harmful substance use by 2030. Target deadline for Americas to meet WHO health tax recommendations. Health tax policy gaps across the Americas countries implementing insufficient taxation on harmful substances. 2026 sugar sweetened beverages, 78 cent. Alcoholic beverages, 65 cent. Combined policy gaps, 43 cent. Source: Pan American Health Organization, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Regional policy assessment reveals widespread gaps. The Pan American Health Organization assessment evaluated taxation policies across 35 countries in the Americas, finding substantial room for improvement in health tax implementation. PAHO's analysis indicates that most countries in the region maintain tax rates below World Health Organization recommendations for effective consumption reduction. According to WHO guidelines, effective health taxation should reduce consumption of harmful substances by at least 10 to 20% to achieve meaningful public health benefits. Current tax structures in the Americas fall short of these evidence-based thresholds, limiting their potential to address rising rates of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and liver conditions. Economic and health burden drives policy urgency. Non-communicable diseases account for approximately 80% of deaths in the Americas, with WHO data showing direct links to alcohol and sugar consumption patterns. The economic burden of these conditions continues to strain healthcare systems across the region, particularly in countries with limited health infrastructure. Research published in international health economics journals demonstrates that properly implemented health taxes can generate significant revenue while reducing disease burden. Countries implementing comprehensive taxation strategies have observed measurable improvements in population health outcomes within 3 to 5 years of policy implementation. The health policy implications extend beyond individual countries, as regional trade agreements and economic partnerships influence taxation harmonization efforts across the Americas. Health taxation represents one of the most cost-effective interventions available to governments for reducing non-communicable disease burden while generating revenue for health system strengthening. PAHO Technical Advisory Group on Health Taxation, 2026, Implementation Barriers and Regulatory Challenges. PAHO's assessment identified several factors limiting effective health tax implementation, including industry lobbying, cross-border trade considerations, and concerns about regressive taxation effects on low-income populations. These challenges require coordinated regional approaches to ensure policy effectiveness while addressing equity concerns. The organization emphasizes that revenue generated from health taxes should be directed toward health system strengthening and social protection programs. This approach can offset potential regressive effects while maximizing public health benefits from taxation policies. Several countries in the region have begun exploring innovative tax structures, including tiered systems based on sugar content or alcohol strength. These approaches align with emerging evidence on differential health impacts across product categories. Next steps for regional health taxation. PAHO has committed to providing technical assistance to member countries seeking to strengthen their health taxation frameworks. This support includes policy modeling, economic impact assessment, and implementation guidance tailored to national contexts and regional trade obligations. The organization plans to publish detailed country-specific recommendations by the end of 2026, with implementation timelines aligned to achieve WHO non-communicable disease targets by 2030. These recommendations will address both immediate policy adjustments and longer-term regulatory harmonization across the Americas. What this means for patients: effective health taxation could reduce prices of healthier alternatives while making harmful products less accessible, supporting individual health choices. For clinicians, comprehensive taxation policies may reduce patient loads related to alcohol and diet-related non-communicable diseases, allowing focus on other health priorities. For policymakers, evidence-based health taxation offers proven tools for addressing NCD burden while generating revenue for health system investments. Frequently asked questions: what tax levels does WHO recommend for alcohol and sugary drinks? WHO recommends tax rates sufficient to increase retail prices by 20 to 50% for alcohol and 10 to 20% for sugar-sweetened beverages. These levels have demonstrated effectiveness in reducing consumption and improving health outcomes in multiple international studies. How do health taxes affect low-income populations? While health taxes can disproportionately impact low-income households, PIHO recommends using tax revenue for social protection and health programs. This approach can provide net benefits to disadvantaged populations through improved healthcare access and reduced disease burden. Which countries in the Americas have successful health tax policies? Mexico's sugar tax and Chile's comprehensive taxation framework have shown measurable impacts on consumption patterns. These examples provide evidence for other countries developing their own health taxation strategies. The success of regional health taxation initiatives will depend on coordinated implementation efforts and sustained political commitment to evidence-based policy development. PIHO's continued technical support and monitoring will be crucial for achieving the ambitious 2030 targets for non-communicable disease reduction across the Americas. Source: PIHO. Health tax levels in the Americas remain too low to curb harmful consumption of alcohol and sugary drinks.